So I wrote this poem in a class of Ellen's, actually quite a while ago, 2007, and I really appreciated her friendship, and it's called Barn Memory, and it has a connection to my rural background. I'm from Missouri, and so Ellen's poem about the ruby slippers. I'm from Kansas City, not Kansas. Well, Dorothy's from Kansas, but I'm from Missouri. But it's all good. And my great grandfather was a mule farmer, and so this poem, it's a prose poem, is about a feeling of connection and sadness when I see old barns when I'm driving around. Either in Ontario or in the Midwest, where I'm from, there's something about those barns that are falling apart that really get to me. Right. So this poem is called Barn Memory. I am a ruined barn, empty but smelling of ancient hay. I sit in a lost valley, no longer a shelter, nor part of a living farm. I used to be warmer, to glow orange from lanterns on February mornings, to retain animal heat. Now my shadows fill in their outlines, brief flashes from the highway, my only relief. I am tired of being a relic, a rural ghost that attracts photographers from the city. Their insulting attention reminds me that I am just a skeleton of economy's past, a symbol of romantic decay. All my sounds are whispers and echoes now, where once I heard grunts, shouts, whinnies, cries of pain and hunger. It's so quiet now. Ruin is quiet. My unsteady walls feel dry, brittle, so straw-like that one warm hand on my door would set me ablaze. I welcome this fire, this sweet extinction into ashes, not extension, extinction into ashes. When it rains, I feel the blessed water soaking my beams, splashing through broken panes, swelling the hayloft floor so that I forget my ladder is broken and my stalls now shells that once held a family's wealth and sustenance. I miss being whole. I miss being real. I miss the animals I used to protect. Thank you.